Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yankees and the fact that the division is now over, in all likelihood, BT, with their loss last night combined with the Blue Jays win, 5-game deficit. They don't have the tiebreaker. The Blue Jays own that as well, so it's really 6 with just 12 games to go. And even with the soft schedule, I was wrong. I thought the Yankees would win the division. Doesn't seem like that's going to be the case, and making things more difficult on themselves once they do get to October.
Time's ticking. I mean, yeah, they're not going to win this division, and it's going to just make their road a lot tougher. There's no question about that. Everybody knows it. Are they built for it? I'm not sure. I haven't really felt it all year. There has been a renewed sense of, I don't know if belief, but certainly enthusiasm for maybe what they could be, you know, because I tell you, you don't really make this association with baseball as much because it's not like a tough thing. But Caballero's grit is something that I thought that they really needed. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see if you guys missed it. Boone was on with John Boyne and those guys talking Yanks earlier today. And he said that, quote, probably Volpe's going to be back in the lineup tonight. So I think this is a very interesting point of inflection for the Yankees where I know they're going to want to kick the tires on Volpe and see what he does, but if he's average and they keep running him out there, that shifts, you know, I think who the Yankees could be and what they are. Because I got to tell you something else, dude. Like, it's not just Volpe who's had a very rough year. Jazz has hit great, and Jazz has stolen base, but there are basic plays with Jazz at second base that aren't really made. And it's disconcerting. So, you know, they're not going to win the division. I get it. When you think about the Yankees' mission, it's always about winning championships. I didn't really think that they had a team that was built to necessarily win the division. It's disappointing in the sense that you didn't win it. It's still in front of you, not to sound like the manager. Mm-hmm. But they got problems, but they also have some answers. We'll see.
It just makes the playoff road potentially more challenging. Well, not potentially. It is going to be more challenging than it was a year ago. It doesn't mean they can't get through, but it's going to be more challenging. I mean, we could have the other argument of, does it even really matter as long as you're in? Okay, yeah, you have to play an extra series, but we've seen, we went over the American League East champions in the last, you know, 4 years, whatever it is, post-pandemic, and it doesn't always mean, you know, teams can't get out of the first round for the most part, outside of the Yankees, who in 2022 went to the ALCS before getting swept by the Astros. So it doesn't mean that they all of a sudden can't go on a run come playoff time. What it does mean to me, and I think it's a sad state overall, is that the regular season in Major League Baseball, outside of finding a way into the postseason, has been proven to be relatively meaningless. Again, outside of getting to the postseason, which that's what it's about. Just get there.
Yeah.
I hate to just get there, anything can happen, but really, BT, that's what it's about. If we're going to minimize the division, which we certainly can based on the results, and it's all about, and even our feel, like we could say, well, it's going to be a tough road, but it's not like, oh, crap, the Yankees blew the division. The majority of people, like, let go of the division a while ago, and it's just like getting in, and now you want to have home field against the Red Sox or whoever it may be in that second spot in the wild card. And by the way, the Yanks have work to do there. But the minimizing of the regular season in Major League Baseball, that's been going on for a while. Maybe no more clear evidence than this year as it pertains to both the Mets and the Yankees.
And what happens with expansion? I mean, that's a different conversation.
It's going to make it even worse.
Yeah, it's going to make it worse. It's going to be more playoff spots here. Going to be more watered down. Would it surprise anybody? And we'll see what they do with realignment, all these things that Manfred talked about. We hit this about a month or so ago. But in 10, 12, 15 years, is it going to be more like the NBA and the NHL? It very well might be.
Well, think about it this way. If I were to ask you, we love baseball, right? Probably our favorite sport. Watch baseball our whole lives.
No.
Diehard baseball fans. If I were to ask you, based off of watching either the Mets or the Yankees throughout the course of this regular season, do you really think that either team is really the highest level of caliber baseball?
No.
Me neither. However, once they get to the postseason, you can't sit here and say definitively they're not good enough. You could say your belief in it.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean anything. What we saw in the regular season, while we all acknowledge neither team has been good enough, it doesn't mean anything once the calendar flips October, as long as you're in. I can't definitively say the Yankees, I didn't think they were good last year, they got to the World Series. I didn't think the Mets were good, they got to the NLCS. Will it happen again? Probably not, but it could.
Well, who is the team in baseball that you can say is definitively good enough to get to the World Series? That's the other part of the equation here. I think Toronto, and I've thought that they're probably more formidable than maybe some others thought earlier in the year, but they're far from perfect. I mean, you want to tell me the Astros, who are a little bit banged up and lost some players? I know they're going to be tough, but they're far from perfect. The Tigers, all right. I mean, you're going to see Scooble a few times. That's going to be tough, but they're far from perfect. The Dodgers aren't playing particularly well. The Phillies got bounced by the Mets a year ago.
Yeah, I would say,
I mean, the Brewers have no real DNA in terms of championship or getting really far. Who is the team?
You could poke holes in everybody, which is also a part of the problem, where you're not looking at the big bad Dodgers who won 120 games. And even if they did, they still could get in the postseason and lose in the best of five in the division.
Think about Lou Piniella, Seattle Mariners years ago. So do you think that that's good for the sport or bad for the sport? Go ahead.
I don't like it myself.
Yeah. Why, though?
Well, I mean, I do understand getting other teams involved or other cities involved, because it's too much of a random, I hate to use the term crapshoot.
It's true. It fits.
Well, because the teams use it as an excuse to absolve them from postseason failures, which I think there's an element of that. I don't think it's the only reason why certain teams won't. Like, if the Mets don't win this postseason, assuming they get in, it's not because of the crapshoot that is the postseason.
Yeah.
It's because they didn't build a team that's good enough. And the Yankees, years past, I'm not saying this year, years past, you can make that argument. Oh, it's a random crapshoot. No, it's not a crapshoot. You get smoked by the Astros in 2022. You weren't good enough. So that's a different story. I don't think it's good, because I would prefer to see the teams that are better for the duration of 162 be playing. Like, if the best teams didn't currently get knocked off in the first round, I think it'd be fine. We always see it happen.
I know we do.
With the best teams getting knocked
off. It's a lot. Well, I also just think, bigger picture, like, to me, you know, whether it's like, and I know it's a totally different sport, and it's not the same. I get that. Clearly, it's not it's a loose comparison, but I love when there's a team that is perceived to be so much better than everybody else that they just create enemies because they're so powerful.
Right.
It's just a different traction for the sport. It's a different level of analysis. It's a different level of energy. And I don't think you get that anymore in baseball, because there's no big badass team that just comes in and thumps everybody.
Well, we had it with the Dodgers, and they had a down regular season. They still might be that in the postseason. Who knows? They're still that evil empire. The Astros were for a while the team that was dominant. Yankees, obviously, going back years. Like, I still think you could have that. We just have not seen that. Consistent regular season dominance, and then again postseason dominance.
Yeah.
It is too much of a random results thing once you get to October. BT, which can be good, also could be bad. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Also talked a little Jets and Giants, more with the Giants, and just the fact that if they were to lose this game coming up Sunday night at home against the Chiefs, you know, the Jets, it's uncertain with the quarterback, and obviously a lesser caliber opponent in the Bucs, even though they're 2-0 and been playing some decent football. It finishes down to the wire in both their games so far. But with the Giants, one of these two teams, the Chiefs or the Giants, going to walk away 0-3. Hard to say that it's going to be the Chiefs that would be that. But assuming that the Giants don't win this game or struggle here, you know, Chargers next, and we know about their tough schedule, I still don't think Dable's going to be on the hot seat in the regular season. That was one of the talking points I felt like on social media or something. I can't give that any merit. I believe that the next phase, once they realize that this isn't going to work with the Russell Wilson phase and they're not going to win, you know, get to the playoffs, then they're going to transition to Jackson Dart, and then they'll let it ride out, evaluating Dable and Dart together.
Well, first of all, the bigger picture in a moment, but like I think one of the hard things to do when we watch sports, right, is to take a team that's been really good and certain spots great and not in real time fully able to recognize their demise. And to me, like, this is a game that the Giants should be in for four quarters. The Kansas City Chiefs don't score a ton of points. They didn't score a ton of points a year ago. The Giants' defense is supposed to be good, and it was not good this past weekend. You're at home, you know, so I do expect that the Giants should put up a fight here. Like, you know, I don't think because the Chiefs have Mahomes, like, it's so easy to say, well, Mahomes, the Chiefs, they're going to be phenomenal. No, they're really not. They don't score. Kelsey's getting old. He's distracted. They're not quite the same team. They're a little bit banged up. So that's just the immediacy of the matchup here. The bigger picture, to your point, you know, if they were, and I'm kind of with you, although there's going to be a point where if it's too gory and too unavoidable, you're going to have to do something. Now, listen, do I think that the Giants get to 1-9 this year or 2-10? I don't. But let's just for a moment tap into the possibility that they do. Sal, if they get to that and they're 2-10 and they're playing poorly and they go to Dart and he doesn't look the part, what do you do?
Yeah, I'd still just, me personally, I'd ride it out with Dable and Dart. And then if he doesn't look like he's a stud, then I reassess everything in the offseason. I would totally clean house.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about like Dart yet. He would be on the back burner. Bring in a new GM, new head coach, let them evaluate what they have, and they could decide what they would want to do. I don't think they're married to Jackson Dart. Like, you're painting...
That's worst case.
Yeah, you're painting worst case.
Is it that crazy to think that the Giants might provide us worst case? That's pretty much what they've been doing for years.
No, also, I wouldn't make that rash decision based on Dart in just his first year. Yeah. But I would definitively make it on the head coach and the quarterback. One thing I would say is, you're like, I'm not sure if they're going to start 1-9. Dude, if they lose this week...
They got to win the Saints game.
They're not... Okay, that's one. They're not beating the Chargers. So I can't... First of all, I don't think they're beating the Chiefs. Even though it's encouraging what they did on Sunday against the Cowboys,
yeah,
the Chiefs are not the Cowboys. Their defense is far better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say that...
Better coach.
I look at the game more of a winnable game now than I did 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I still don't think they're winning that game. Yeah, exactly. Coach, quarterback, come on. Chargers, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
At New Orleans, all right, let's give them a win. Dude, Eagles, at Denver, at Eagles, Niners.
God. Oof.
I mean, there is a realistic shot that they can go 1-7. Like 1-7. They probably beat the Bears. Who knows? Probably beat the Bears. Who the hell knows? At that point, though, it's over. What's the difference? 1-9, 1-7. Like, I think they're looking at that. If they don't show some continuity or the ability to build off of what they did on Sunday,
yeah,
and go out there and compete and win a game at home against a team that's 0-2. Like, where are the wins coming?
Well, there's going to be very few. Let me ask you this, though, because after the Jets-Steelers game, and I was of the mindset of this, and I think a lot of Jet fans were like, all right, wow, Jets came out and did this, and, you know, probably tighten up the defense a little bit, watch the film, Aaron Glenn, defensive coach, offense looked good, Fields, they put up 30-plus points, lost a tough game, and I think most Jet fans expected, well, I mean, I think every Jet fan expected a more competitive game, but they were fairly galvanized in the loss because the Jets looked different, all right? And there was no carryover. So what do you think that the Giant fans should feel right now, even though they lost to Dallas, but there's some galvanization here, similar to the Jets after week one? Is it, all right, you come back against the Chiefs and look like the Jets looked this past week, you know, against the Bills, or do they actually take the momentum from some of the good things they did against Dallas and actually play a good game?
I think you have to be excited about the potential and hope based off of what you saw, but also temper the excitement or expectations knowing that you need to see more of it. Like for me, I need to see it again. I need to see the Giants actually score 20-plus points again to believe that it's sustainable and legitimate with the offense that we know Neighbors is a weapon no matter what. The inability to run the football consistently, is that deep ball going to be there against a much, 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 much better Chiefs defense? I'm not so sure. So I still think we're in evaluation mode to a certain extent with the Giants here heading into their Week 3 matchup. Now, you and Jerry got on me. Yeah, last night was an off night. And the Sandman happened to be in, off night for the Mets, I should say. The Sandman happened to be in town. And I don't miss an Adam Sandler concert. And my wife couldn't go. She's got Sammy. Not at the babysitter stage yet. Although, by the way, we are looking into that. Like $35 an hour.
No, that shouldn't be that much. There's no way $35 an hour. That's ridiculous. Should be 20.
20? That's a big difference.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You better get takeout.
30. I'm like, wait a second. 35 an hour?
No, that's like half. You don't pay 35 an hour, do you, Hoff? 35 an hour?
I've heard
that's crazy for a babysitter.
You pay
you
for
a lot of money. I don't know. I don't think it's 35.
We've never once paid 35
okay,
bucks an hour.
We've never had a babysitter before.
Yeah, it's a big step.
We now, like, my wife's doing the teacher, so she wants to be a parent teacher. Whatever. Is that what it's called?
What, helping out with the class
and
everything?
Yeah, whatever. Class mom, whatever it may be. I'm like, God bless you. Like, all right, want nothing to do with that. But anyway, so, like, she may need, on occasion, somebody to watch Sammy for an hour or so. And then I'm thinking, all right, well, if we could start working a babysitter into the conversation, like, maybe we
get your life back.
Yeah, maybe. We tried to go out to dinner last Saturday night. I said we tried. We went. It took us basically longer to get there and get home than the actual meal. Now, they were serving us quickly, which was, like, ridiculous. But, you know, Sammy's starting to fidget. The place didn't have any Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So now she doesn't want to be there.
Didn't have any Wi-Fi? Where'd you go, Montana?
No, we went actually to a place in Montclair. It was actually a nice place. But it was more like a vibey place. Like, it's a date place you want to go with your wife.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And we're there with our four-year-old.
Yeah.
We probably look like outcasts in the middle of the place because everybody else is there on a big date night or celebrating an anniversary. It's like a sushi/steakhouse. Really nice place. But it wasn't any fun for either of us. Sammy's crawling on my wife, then she comes and crawls on me. She's playing with the chopsticks, nearly poking her eye out. And if you take it away, anyway, point is, need a babysitter.
It sounds like some scene.
Yeah, but then I'm doing the math on
what
a babysitter.
What time did you go, by the way? Hold on. What time did you go?
Dude, I don't remember the...
About.
6:30.
Right, so it's not full-fledged date night yet. It's still a little bit early.
Here's what I remember, and this is what really ruined the night. We're driving there. The Mets have a 1-0 lead. I'm listening to the game in the car.
Mm.
Soto hits his 40th home.
Make it 2-0.
Yeah, and I'm like,
be a good
dinner. Like, what happened? Like, my wife, the game is on. She could hear it. What happened? I'm like, Soto hit home. Oh, is that good? Yeah, it's good. Just be quiet. Just try to listen to the game. Then we get to Montclair, and it's like, I mean, dude, going out in Montclair on Saturday night.
It's busy. You get good luck getting a parking spot. And
it's like the city.
Yeah.
We have the valet park so we can get to the reservation on that. So it was 6:30. And then I'm trying to check the phone so much so that the Wi-Fi is like acting up, and I can't see. We get in there with the 2-0 lead after the Soto homer. Before I could sit down, it's 2-1. I'm like, here we go. These bleepers are going to blow it again. 2-2. And now I'm pissed off.
Sammy, put the chopstick down.
Yeah. My wife's aggravated because she's sitting on the bench side of the seat with Sammy crawling up on her. Now she's aggravated. I'm like, you could change your mood. Like, you can't change her. She's a four-year-old. I said this to her. But you can change your attitude. And then she volleys back to me because I'm slamming the phone after the damn Mets blew the 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you could change your attitude too, not getting upset by the stupid Mets and the score.
Good God.
Yeah. One night out, this is exactly how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we got through that night, whatever. And I'm thinking about the $35. We didn't use the babysitter then, but even if you do the math, dude, it's not worth it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dinner, the cost.
That's $500 a night.
So exactly. So last night, I went to the Adam Sandler concert by myself. And I don't think that's a big deal. Jerry was making fun of me. You were making fun of me. I bought a seat. It was actually cheaper to buy one seat than it was to buy two together.
Where'd you sit?
On the floor.
Oh. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Good spot,
If I go see the Sandman, I'm going on the floor. I want to be in the back of one of those selfies out. He did have Kevin James, that fake Met fan out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw him a little bit.
King of Queens.
Rob Schneider was great. Kevin Nealon had some bit parts.
The usual crew.
The Sandman is such a... It's such a fun night and easy feel.
There's no false pretense. There's a phony bone in his body.
It's just... Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just good humor. Yep.
Everybody to get along and just have some fun for a couple hours. And that's what it was. You know who else I saw?
No.
Jeff McNeil was there.
Oh, was he?
McNeil also. I'm trying to have an off night to get away from the
Mets. You sat with Jeff?
I got rid of Jeff McNeil.
Did you sit with him?
No. I saw him.
So now you get there. Yeah, it's I commend you for doing it.
It's the garden.
I hear you.
I got off of work. I took the subway.
I get it. I get it. You know, I've never done that. Have you ever gone to a movie by yourself?
All the time. I love it. Yeah.
Really?
You've never been?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Movies even better. A movie's like, I will admit that I miss not having somebody there. But my circumstance, like, the tickets were, you know, priced to a point where you're not going to ask her, hey, you want to go to the Sandler thing? And then everybody's going to pay $300 to go.
Yeah, is that what they banged you out for, three?
I ended up paying like $280 all in.
Okay.
Fees and all that stuff. But I had a very good seat. If I got that same seat, let's say Hoff and I were going, you're talking about easy $350, maybe $300 more. Like, it's just, and not everybody wants to go. So if I wanted to go, I had to go by myself, which is why I did it. A movie, though, is different because you're basically at the movie by yourself anyway. You're not talking during the movie. I love going to the movies.
So how long was the set? Like, how he was up there for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, about 2 hours.
And it's just all jokes, stories? I mean,
he encompasses joke telling and songs.
A little music, too.
Yeah, even if it's a quick, like, 30-second, maybe even 10, 15-second song joke. And then other songs, like he did the Chris Farley song.
He was brilliant.
Dude.
He's brilliant.
It was just such a... I've seen him multiple times. I love him so
much. Well, I was going to say, okay, so you've seen him 5 times, 6 times?
No, actually...
Didn't you take your mom to one?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so...
I dressed up like the wedding singer for that one.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the last... I think that was the last time I saw him at UBS. I don't know how many times he's gone on tour. He was supposed to perform in 2020, but it got canceled. That was the first time I was going to go see him live. The pandemic washed it out.
Okay.
Then he came back at UBS in 2022. I went to see him.
And that was the first one that you saw him?
Yes, and then this one here.
I was curious if you saw him like a while ago, like how he's holding up compared to his old acts. Like I always look like, you know, Billy Joel now versus Billy Joel back in the day. Not that Adam's as old as Billy. But if there was any decline or if he's gotten better.
Yeah, I've never seen the straight stand-up from him years ago.
Yeah.
But after his Netflix special, 100% Fresh or Fresh or whatever it was called, that was like, I was like, wow, this was awesome. And more like a concert because of the music and not just quote-unquote stand-up. But yeah, I mean, dude, I once went on vacation by myself to the Bahamas.
You told me that you did go. Oh, yeah. That was after.
It was even with a breakup.
That was after a breakup.
I didn't want to go by myself. I did ask other people to come. It just didn't happen.
Wait, was this Bermuda? Where'd you go again?
Yeah, Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Paradise Island.
And you brought books, you said.
I read like 2 books.
And you were there for how long?
Like 5 nights, maybe.
And nothing?
Nothing.
See, that's the part that gets me. It's one thing to go by yourself.
Ice cream was the only dessert I had. I was trying, dude.
You were trying, not a lack of effort?
The setting did not.
Should have gone to a singles club. Like, they got those, you know, those, what do they call those things?
I don't know. But so you
Brothels?
You have an issue with that, going to the concert by yourself?
I had to do it recently. I went to Deftones by myself.
the Deftones this guy.
That's right.
Why are you laughing at that?
I know, it's funny because the Deftones.
Like, yeah, I know. The
at least
Stones,
I went to see Sandler. Come on.
Well, the Deftones are my favorite band. I mean, that's I would go to Europe to go, and I've done it before. I've gone to Europe to see the Deftones play. I love that band that
so
much.
So I guess if you want it bad enough, and by the way, Evan was there. He took his wife. He got two freebies. I paid for mine like a real Sandman fan.
Yep.
Evan goes on the arm. He gets two freebies. He goes sits in a suite, whatever it may be.
That means he's free for the next 2 months because he's going to be at every Met game.
Yeah, I'm spending $300 on the ticket.
More like 2 weeks, by the way.
Well, you hope. He's not a dummy. Right, let me take you to the concert. Now I'm good. I'm going to every game anyway.
$200 on merch. Man. All right, 888. Should we break here or get to a call? We got Baldino coming up. You want to break or call?
Yeah, get a call.
888-808-1019. The number to call. Bruce is in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Bruce.
How you doing today, guys?
Good.
Listen, I really enjoyed the Giant game last week. Big improvement. But when is this guy going to finally get us some wins? I mean, don't forget, Dable has presided over the worst years of Giant football I ever saw. Now the schedule is too hard. Andrew Thomas never plays. When are we going to get some wins? When is this guy? It's time for this guy to either win or get off the pot. I mean, you know, it's just like, there's always an excuse, and his in-game play calling stinks. I mean, when the Giants had the ball on the one-yard line against Washington, instead of running it in with Tracy, Dable has to get cues and try
But they can't run the football, Bruce, and thank you for the call. That's an issue. That's something that I want to see more of. I want to see them run the football consistently. So far, it's been a little gimmicky with Jackson Dart coming in there, handing off to Scadaboo. That was a big run that they had, obviously, on the day. Not enough consistency for me, BT, running the football. By the way, we have any idea about Thomas? Like, is it just let's assume
it's
he's going to be out forever?
I remember when it caught you and I both off guard, like, oh, he's going to hope to practice Friday before the Commanders game. I'm like, what? Hope to practice? I thought for sure he was going to play. Listen, the reality of Dable as the Giants coach, you take Wink out of the equation, he's had no success.
Yeah, I know.
He really has not had any success without Wink Martindale.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make it all about Wink. But
the reality of his tenure
correct.
So far.
I can't argue that. That at least the defense helped carry them to where Dable was conservative offense, run the football primarily with Barkley and Daniel Jones. They had success to a point where he got them to the playoffs. Even though we all know that they were significantly overmatched, they still found a way to have some wins. It's been anything but since then. It's been a total regression. Dude, you like the caller said, okay, well, when are they going to win some games? They had a winnable game there. They really should have won that game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Even with the win, you can at least say, all right, yeah, they were sloppy and they did some dumb things, but they won the game. Learn from winning. That is something they have not been able to get away with. They haven't been able to learn from winning. They lose the majority of their games.
Well, and they haven't learned from losing.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you talk about, well, there's a lesson to be had from losing a game, but they've lost so much and they haven't won enough where we can't sit here and say, well, it was a rocky start to the table there, even though it wasn't. First year was the only good year. But, you know, it's been rocky the last couple of years, but they've learned from the losses as they bag these wins because the wins haven't come. I mean, here we are, 0-2. Does anybody think there'll be anything other than, I don't know, this is maybe being generous, 2-6, something like that? I mean, that's, I don't even think that.
Probably not,
no.
Unfortunately. It would take a lot for that to be the case. Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, it was ugly week one for the Giants against the Commanders. Not as ugly week two. What'd you see on film? Let's start with the offense. Do you think that that type of offense with the Giants outburst is sustainable with Russell Wilson throwing those deep balls all day long?
If he gets protected like that, I mean, you know, the rookie left tackle went in there and pitched nearly a shutout. He was much better than the guy that was getting flagged every single play for that drive. Never seen that before. But, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, 450 yards in the history of the New York Giants. Eli threw for over 500 one time. That's the second most passing yards ever by a Giant quarterback. So I don't know if that's sustainable. But, look, they talked about the whole offseason was we need more explosive plays. Well, they had seven passing plays of 20 yards or more, including three touchdowns. And so I would say that, I would think you could lean more towards what we saw last week than what we saw the first week with Russell. It certainly, it certainly was encouraging how they threw the ball on Sunday.
That's no doubt. Listen, I don't want to offset what the Giants did well here, but how much of that is attributed to what I think most of us thought was going to be a pretty bad Dallas defense coming into the season? I mean, that obviously is different than the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, look, they played without Deron Bland. You know, Kaiir Elam is, I'd be surprised if he's out there in the field next week for Dallas. So they were short in the corners. But, you know, I mean, everybody, Darius Slayton, Wandale, Malik, they all ran by everybody, whether it was Trayvon Diggs or Donovan Wilson, or they ran by everybody in that secondary last week. So Kansas City presents a different challenge, but you could still get the ball down the field. You got to be able to handle the pressures. Philadelphia did a good job of handling the pressures, didn't turn the ball over, and basically played a very conservative game to win that game because Kansas City is not an explosive team at all and is really struggling to score points, period.
Baldy, before we move on to some of the defensive individual performances, I want to get your thoughts on that. But you mentioned Hudson, who was the tackle that had the four penalties on that drive, whatever, a total meltdown. And yeah. I guess there's some thought that saying, you know what, young kid, there's potential, there's fight there. For me, I don't know how you could tolerate that at the NFL level. You, a former lineman yourself, what would you do if you're the Giants with Hudson after that performance?
I would start Marcus Bowe if Andrew Thomas isn't ready to go. I have no problems with what Bo has done in preseason, what he did in that game. He saw every decent pass rusher, Dante Fowler, Marshawn Neal, and Sam Williams. He saw them all in Dallas last week. They didn't give him much help. He was out there on an island by himself. He seemed just fine. He's a very smart kid. He's very athletic. He actually reminds me, I don't want to get carried away, reminds me of Deion Dawkins in Buffalo. Nice. Like, I think he has that type of athletic ability. He looks more like a guard than a tackle, but I don't know. Like he that's the best left tackle we've seen since a healthy Andrew Thomas in a while in New York.
There you go. So Baldy, you were on the dart train earlier than even we thought here. So based on what Russell Wilson did last week, does that change what stop you might get on at here, or do you still the same thing?
No, I mean, like I Russell played great. I mean, congratulations to him. Like, he blocked out the noise. He went out there and he played very well. And he read the defense properly. Made those throws aren't easy to make. I mean, you know, the throws that Malik Nabers in the end zone, I mean, there's not much room there. He threw them up there perfectly. And he's always had good touch on a deep ball. But the difference in this week versus Washington was he had really good vision. He didn't have to run around to try to find an open lane. The open lanes were presented by how they protected up front. And so, it does change my mind, but I don't think they have to make this switch right now. And that's the longer they can probably hold off because the quarterback is playing good to great, then that's a good thing for the Giants.
Baldy, how about the inability to run the football consistently? Why is that the case with the Giants?
You would say that, Dallas did a good job against the Eagles week one. They're concerted. They're basically selling out to stop the run. They stopped Saquon week one, held him to 50-something yards rushing. They are doing a much better job. Kenny Clark makes a big difference inside. Guys where they were supposed to be, they're attacking the line of scrimmage in the run game. And so, look, they got the one big split by Scataboo, and, that took them down to the one-yard line. They scored in the next play. So I think there's – I say this. September is like the new August. I think it should get a little bit better this week, because I believe in both backs, actually all three of them, including Motor Singletary. But I believe the combination of Tracy and Scataboo can be pretty good. Let's just give it another week. It's hard to do this in the preseason. Nobody really gets much time out there. So I think it's something where they can continue to improve upon. That one run by Scataboo, though, that helped them score on that drive.
So Brian, listen, you obviously have to, as a head coach, choose good coaches, delegate, let them do their job. But how do you split up the criticism and the blame when you're the head coach and you see and you know what the opposing team has as a kicker, and you see a shell defense 15, 18 yards behind where they should be, that's just inviting them to get a pretty easy field goal attempt for that kicker. I mean, how does the head coach not step in and intervene? How does that play itself out, or how should it play itself out?
You're talking about the catch by Ferguson that got him into Brandon. It's a mistake. I mean, everybody was already saying, the Cowboys basically said, you get the ball to midfield, Brandon Aubrey's going to make this. He would have made that kick from 70. I don't see any advantage to playing that soft, all right, and that look. The corners were already out to the number, or the safeties were already out to the numbers. They're already telling you it's a Tampa 2 defense. The middle of the field is going to be open. All Ferguson did was run to the 50 and turn around. To me, in that situation, they need a field goal. Who cares? If they score a touchdown because you're pressing these receivers, all right, you might have to live with that. I would press the receivers and challenge the quarterback and the receivers rather than just give them that completion right there, because that's what they did. And I thought that was a real mistake. But I see that mistake around the league with as little of time that was 19 seconds that were on the clock, whatever it was. I thought that was a major.
And Baldy, is it just because these coaches want to avoid getting shredded on the radio and in the postgame press conference?
I hope not. I hope not. I hope that's not how they're coaching, because, it was just way too easy. It was just way too easy right there. And I don't know. Even if they went to the outside, they could have completed the ball to the outside too. Mm-hmm. The corners were so deep. If they wanted to throw it to the sideline, they could have done the same thing and got out and out of bounds, not even have to use a timeout.
We want to get to the Jets with you, Baldy, but I have a couple more on the Giants first. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Dexter Lawrence, you were critical of his performance last week, and Abdul Carter. Give me your breakdowns of those two.
I still haven't seen the Dexter Lawrence. I know we have seen the last 2 years. I know he got hurt last year, but for a year and a half, he was a dominant player. I haven't seen that from him. And I don't know what it is right now, but, he had a rookie guard in front of him, Tyler Booker. He had, another young player. They had a backup center in there, and for Cooper Beebe. And I didn't see him dominate the interior of that offense line of the Cowboys. And if Dak has time to step up like he did, he can be deadly, and he was. So Dexter, I have a problem with. I saw Abdul had some rushes. He got on the interception by Drew Phillips. He was right there, in Dak's chest. So I think he got there. Burnsy is the guy right now that's and Kayvon played good. Got a little play at the end, but I think they need to do more as a group up front right now than what they're doing.
But with Dexter specifically, is it an effort thing? Is it a recognition thing? Is it a technique thing? When you're that good and you're that quiet, something's going on.
Yeah, something's not right. He should be physically manhandling people in the middle. And he's not right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting into his body. Tyler Smith got into him a couple of times and are moving him. That's something that you haven't seen the last year and a half. I don't know if they're not challenging him the right way. Sometimes these big guys, you got to really challenge them. And you got to let them know that, you know, they're under the spotlight. They're counting on him to really take two guys in the passing game where these other guys can kind of live one-on-ones and see if they can win. But, I mean, he has to at least push the pocket more than he's doing right now.
No question.
And I haven't seen that the way I'm used to seeing it from him. If you ask me what it is, I don't know if it's conditioning right now. I don't know if he's got to play into better shape. If that's an issue, I don't know that because he's still playing a lot of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
He just don't see 97 showing up the way we're used to seeing.
And you're not wrong. All right, Justin Fields. I mean, week one was fun, Baldy. It was a lot of fun. And then you could tell right away the first drive, he missed Garrett Wilson. He missed him by a good chunk. He was wide open. That's a 20-yard pass that they didn't connect on, never got on track. Then he looked really like kind of like he did with Chicago. So concussion aside, which is a separate issue, how alarming the stark regression from week one to week two for Fields?
Well, it's a big setback as a whole group. I mean, Buffalo does a lot of different things defensively. They give you a lot of coverages, a lot of safety rotations. It's not easy to always read it, but, you know, Garrett's sitting right in the hole there. Just have to make that throw. His offense line can't protect any better. He missed a couple of those. He missed one on the flat. To Isaiah Davis on a third down. It should have been a first down. They should have been driving, and he threw it behind him, and he knew it. He grabbed his helmet right away. Accuracy has been his problem in this business, and also not really always seeing things the way you got to see it, and he freezes sometimes. I saw that in Chicago at times, and he did a little case of the yips. You know, in there sometimes, just the way you see from baseball players throwing it to first base, like it wasn't anything like we saw week one.
How about cleaning up the penalties? Aaron Glenn, it was a rough week for him as well. I know it's only week two of his head coaching career here. Week one was good, but still some stuff to clean up. Week two, it got worse. How does a head coach like Aaron Glenn, Baldy, clean up the bad penalties that we've seen far too long with the Jets?
Well, I mean, Sauce had two. You know, I mean, they're counting on him to be a shutdown player, the way they're moving around, and he wasn't. He had the penalties. He gave up some catches. Like, you're putting, you know, you just gave him the contract. You're like, you got to play like a, stars win games in this league. Guys like me that played in this league and toiled for long, we don't win games. Stars got to win games. Josh Allen wins games. Like, Sauce has to help them win games. He can't be grabbing these receivers by the jersey. Like, he's better than Keon Coleman or, you know, whoever's out there he's guarding. So that starts there. You can't do that if you're Sauce right now. So that's part of it. But the penalties are unforgiven, and you know it's got to be harped on all practice long. There's got to be you just have to know, like Chris Clemens, like they should have cut him.
Yep.
You know what they did to Clemens, like that's uncalled. Like he didn't play well, and then he had the dumb penalties on, you know, opening drive, 3rd and 19. Mm. You're doing what you're doing. Like it's just uncalled for. And you got to, like, it's 2 weeks in a row they've cut a player that's been on this roster. Mm-hmm. I mean, you send the message sometimes like that.
I'm with you. All right, so, you know, you talk about the Jets defense, and we go through the names, and there are some really good names that I think is a little misleading as to what the defense should be. That third level, the safeties, dude, this is going to be an issue all year. Their safeties just aren't good.
No.
I don't like them at all,
Baldy. Terrible.
Yeah.
The tackling was bad. You know, the 40-yard touchdown run by James Cook. He's stuttering in the hole there. Like, and all these guys are, you know, I don't know if they're closing their eyes or what. I mean, it was just terrible. The tackling was bad. And there's just too many big plays that they've given up right now. And it's a real problem at this point because they don't really have any depth there either. You know, when Cisco went down for a little bit, like, they don't have much there behind anybody. Tony Adams, he got scorched. And so it's a real issue. And look, if your back end isn't strong, you're either going to give up explosive plays in the run game or the ball's going to go over your head. And we saw both those things happen in 2 weeks in a row now.
You think, Baldy, last one for me, you think either of these two teams, Jets, take it on the Bucs in Tampa, the Giants obviously hosting the Chiefs Sunday night. You think these are winnable games for either of these two teams?
The Bucs are a good team. You know, they – they played behind a broken offensive line last night, went 80 yards down the field with a drive that looked like a Friday afternoon walkthrough, what they did to Houston, who's a good defense. I do think the Giants and the Chiefs, I do think that can be a win. The Chiefs are really struggling. They don't have explosive elements to their game right now. They have one guy that can get deep, and that's Tyquan Thornton. And Mahomes has been very inconsistent. Hit him. He hit him once for a big play last week, but they're not running the ball well at all right now. I don't know that they have a great running back there's real questions on the left side of the offensive line right now. That team is sputtering. That's winnable. I think Tampa is a really good football team, and they're really well coached. And I just know Todd Bowles, what he thinks about the Jets. Like, if there's one game on that whole roster that he wants to win, it's the Jets. Like, it's still, he had 10 games, won 1 year. Like, it still is stuck inside him, what happened up there in Florham Park.
Hey, understandable. I mean, and by the way, he's not alone. He's got a group of people that are frustrated by the way things went in Florham Park. Thank you, Baldy. Appreciate it. As always, look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, you got it, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.